This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For as long as the dream lives inside of you, there is a plan for you and your life. The Living the Dream program, otherwise known as the DJV Show. Yes, here we are, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster, Living the Dream. Right, ladies? Let's hear it for the dreams.
Yay.
What? Oh, come on. Yay. You've run out of steam before you even get started this hour of the DJV program. It's Wednesday, November the 6th. Who's your what?
It'll pick up again.
Yes, it will, especially when we find out the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth behind ABC squashing the story about Jeffrey Epstein because the Queen called and said, we can't hold this. I don't guess the Queen called, but somebody called ABC and said, you know what, this is probably not a good idea. And the boys and girls at ABC said, oh, okay, anything you say.
Oh, you got those pictures? No problem. We'll throw
those
away.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, right, this story, I think this story is kind of interesting. So 3 years ago, during the 2016 presidential election, ABC got rid of, spiked, as they say, an expose, and it was all about convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and the network of people all around him, including Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, the whole list of people. Now, this was actually revealed by Project Veritas yesterday, which is James O'Keefe's group, and it was based on a hot mic video that was leaked from Amy Robach. Amy Robach is on 2020. She's on the Morning America. And according to... What?
I bet they'll farm her out.
They might get rid of her after a while. Mm-hmm. You can hear her on tape, and this is all over the internet now, angrily kind of lamenting the fact that ABC killed the story. Regarding an alleged victim, Virginia Roberts, Robach complained to an off-camera ABC staffer that Virginia Roberts told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. And those comments.
Somebody still got it, right?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Those, I don't know. Those comments were recorded with Robach mic'd up and in studio, and they happened in August of 2019 when this Jeffrey Epstein story started to unravel.
Oh, so she was recounting back when she killed him.
Because she had to do the story, and she said, we had this 3 years ago. We had everything. She said, I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had it. I'm so ticked right now. Like, every day, I get more and more P-word, because I'm just like, oh, my God. What we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Brad Edward, the attorney, 3 years ago saying that there would come a day when we would realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago. That's what Amy Robach said off camera. I'm sorry, on camera, on mic, didn't realize the mic was on. And so this is...
The mic is always on.
I know. First of all, that's the rule.
Yep,
now,
right.
ABC has scrambled and said, oh, no, there was nothing here. Amy Robach came out and said, I was just upset. I was just a little upset. So the story wasn't really ready to go to press. But it sure sounded like it was when she was on open mic
saying all of
these things.
Yep.
She also indicated that in this same video that she didn't think Epstein killed himself. Mm-hmm. So she's having this long conversation.
Well, who does? Anybody here think he killed himself?
I think he was bumped off completely.
Absolutely.
He had way too much to spill. He had so much tea to spill on all those people. There's no way someone didn't get to him.
Hillary had it done. Like she offed Vincent Foster.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Remember all those stories about the Clintons and who they offed?
They had a long death list behind him. Right. But so she continues on. She says,
how Hillary Clinton gets all of the
I'm
and
so
not
sick
Bill
of that.
Clinton.
It's such easy. I know.
She said, and so she can. She continues on, so do I think he was killed? 100% yes, I do. Because do you want it? He made his whole living blackmailing people. Yep. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment, and they made it seem as though they made the suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, but his lawyers claim that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck, and it was all, like, to plant the seed. And then that's why I really believe it. Like, really believe it.
Right.
So she got, I mean, all of that it has been released. It's out there. And now ABC, I think, really has some explaining to do. Here's the thing.
Got some explaining to do.
Well, not to bring politics, like, back into a story like this, which really I don't think should be political. This is a story about a gross man who had a gross network of people behind him. And everybody, whether you have a D or an R by your name, should be ticked off that he didn't really get the justice that he deserved. But...
Mm-hmm.
And that there's still people connected to him walking around,
well,
living the life.
He did kind of get the justice he deserved, but
well,
not
I think it was too good for him, actually. But anyway, yeah. That being said, the reason that people like me do not trust the news media is for stories like this. Because when you expect journalism should follow the story wherever the story leads. And when
not
you have
anymore.
Some, when you have stacking evidence that proves they pick and choose what types of stories to run so that they control the media, the narrative of what we know, that's what ticks me off.
Well, look what they did to Ronan Farrow. It's the same thing with what's his name, Harvey Weinstein. They had so much stuff. They had so much stuff on him, and they killed that too on the NBC side.
You guys always go after me when I make the news media the bad guy.
Well, I agree with all of this, but I think that we also go after them for everything. So if they had published a story that didn't have enough evidence, and then it turned out that...
But they didn't, Kara. That's the point. They had
okay,
it,
but
they
I'm saying, what Kara's
saying,
I'm saying
on the flip
that
side
there are
had
plenty of times that
it.
People have posted, you know, these stories that everybody goes crazy about, and they think they have all this evidence, and then it turns out that there's not enough evidence to back it up, and then they get a bunch of flack for that. So I'm just saying that it's more nuanced than we're acting like it is.
Okay, close your ears, Victoria. Got them closed?
Yeah, why?
Okay, close them. Tight, you can still hear me. They did this to Judge Kavanaugh, though, because ABC ran story after story saying Judge Kavanaugh was a date rapist, that he was that he committed rape, that he did all of these things, and there was no evidence that suggested. In fact, he's been totally exonerated from those charges because most of the women
not
that came
from Dr.
forward,
Ford, though he hasn't been from Christine Ford, and she
there's
testified.
A lot of,
so
there's a lot of
different.
Video. There's a lot of video that has come out now of her lawyer talking about how that testimony came to be. Deborah Katz is the person. And I don't think it's different. They ran with the story that was put out there by, what's his face, Stormy Daniels' lawyer. What's his name? How quickly we forget.
Yeah, but isn't that exactly what
Avenatti.
I'm saying? That there was all of this media surrounding this story, and they went with it.
But the difference is, why run with one that had no evidence and not run with another that obviously Amy Robach, at least as a journalist, feels had a ton of evidence behind it? That's the problem that I have. If they're going to run with all of these stories, run with all the stories. Don't run with certain ones that fit the narrative or that protect the higher-ups who've been implicated in this.
What was the thing that Doug was talking about, the queen? Was that because of Prince Andrew? What were
you? Yeah, the British, the royal family. No, that's the story. The real nuts and bolts of the story is that the apparent reason that ABC did not run the story is because they got pressure from the royal family. That's why they didn't run it. Had nothing to do with anybody here. They didn't want Prince Andrew involved, who apparently is up to his Mickey in all this.
Oh, yeah.
So, interesting. Right, so we got this story. I think we got it covered. That was good. Good to have the information. Now, ABC, in another light, says they're going to consider hosting the first Democratic debates in New Hampshire, along with the local news station WMUR in Manchester. We're already into February. Here we are. What is today? November the 6th. We're 4 months away. We're 5 months away, as of yesterday, from the first primary, and that's in New Hampshire, Iowa. And there's one other new state, isn't there? That's
California's early voting this time,
Yeah, right.
But the reason, yes, we're that many months away, but think about when early voting starts, absentee ballots.
Yeah.
And basically from here on out, now that we're a year away from the election, it's on. If you thought it was bad before,
yesterday we were talking about the local elections that took place in some state elections. I don't know, there were a couple of contested races Here in Framingham, it was a disaster. The city council is now completely split. So they didn't get much done before because the mayor didn't like most of the members. Now they get less done because it's split. And there's somebody in the middle. I wouldn't want to be the guy in the middle. But there's five on one side, five on the other side, and a guy in the middle.
You mean five on the political parties? Different?
No, five on the mayor side, five who don't want to see the mayor's agenda followed up on, and the guy in the middle. So, and I wonder how much of that, the reason I brought it up is because I wonder, we see this happening now. We're talking about it. I went to an after election party last night, and that was what most of us were talking about. Framingham is becoming just like everything else. Massachusetts is very divided. California is going to be. I think the way things are going in California, it's going to become a very divided state. And look around the rest of the country. There are very little, it's become just like Washington. So what happened yesterday of consequence, Jennifer, that might change that? Anything? Did you look around?
I mean, in California, no. I mean, there were a few little races here and there, but there were a few states that actually were being looked at as, you know, bellwethers, which I always think is funny because every election is an election, but everybody likes to put a lot behind it. So mixed results for President Trump. He rallied for two different governors, one in Mississippi, one in Kentucky. The Democrat, actually, a lot of people are saying it was a stunning upset. The Democrat was actually ahead. Andy Beshear is his name. He was actually ahead in the polls.
Which
like for in Kentucky for a while, and then Matt Bevin started going with the Trump agenda. Trump came out, he started catching up, and so he was actually like ahead by a percentage point on election day, but that was within the margin of error. So this was a really close election. Andy Beshear, at least for now, they say apparent winner on NBC News. I don't know what that means, but apparent winner is Andy Beshear, 49.2% to 48.8%. This was a very close race. And for people who say their vote doesn't matter, this race came down to 5,000 votes. So it matters. And I believe that Andy Beshear may have claimed victory. In fact, I know he did, but Matt Bevin has not dropped out yet. So he's not conceded yet. So he's going to probably do that today, I would imagine. But there are some more counts, recounts, all that kind of stuff going in. 99% of the vote had come in.
Well, we had 23%. Imagine how bad this is. 23% of the eligible voters voted yesterday in the election, the local election.
I can't even tell you. I didn't have to vote yesterday, but there were some little races around LA. I'm sure three people showed up to all of them. In Mississippi, that was the other place that Trump was rallying. He was in Tupelo last Friday. He was rallying for the governor, Tate Reeves, who actually won handily. He had 52.2% of the vote. Jim Hood, the Democrat, 46.6% of the vote. So you're going to hear the news media toss this around all day saying, well, Trump rallied for two candidates and only one of them won. So make of that what you will.
Yeah.
In Virginia, the Democrats completely, even with all the blackface stuff, the Democrats won the whole state, I think, in Virginia, all the elections that were up, city council, the congressional races. So
that was pretty much expected, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, Virginia has turned from purple to blue relatively quickly.
Here's something that you'll turn toward, not against. That is the healthiest choice for you to lose weight, the economical way for you to lose weight. I haven't, in my usual conversation about Calitrin, haven't talked about how inexpensive the program is when you consider what the results are. And results are what you want, right? You want to lose the weight the healthy way, and you want to keep the weight off the healthy way. And that's what taking Calitrin is all about. Collagen, main ingredient in Calitrin. So healthy, so good, so important for your body as you age. No more crash diets you have to get involved in, or taking drugs or stimulants. Calitrin, I underscore, is the healthiest way in America to lose weight. Your body is your temple. So take care of it. Go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. Special deal. Use the DJV code and get three for the regular price, three more. So you'll be in the program 6 months. You will definitely lose the weight and keep it off. Calitrin.com. Be a success story. Use the code DJV.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's called Thought About You, Walking Through Fire. That's real love, isn't it, huh? Tim McGraw is in our musical spotlight here on the DJV program at 24 after the hour. Jennifer loves McGraw. What about Victoria and Kara? Are you getting into him, or he's just kind of there?
I like him in movies. I think he's a good actor. His music's not really my thing, but...
I like him with Faith Hill. I like when people have nice relationships and they seem to have one.
I like him with his shirt off.
Well, there you go.
Now
he's 52 years old, about the right age, Jennifer, for you. He's making the rounds.
Thank you, Doug. That is way too old for me. What are you talking about?
Really?
I'm 29.
Excuse me. Forget about that. Tim is making the rounds. Got a new lifestyle book called Grit and Grace. Said his family helped kick him into a higher gear when deciding to live a more healthy lifestyle. He writes, quote, "I spent a lot of time living the wrong lifestyle on the road and not taking care of myself like I should. I had a great life. I was doing movies. I was selling records. Tickets were great. I wasn't taking care of myself, though. I wasn't living up to the expectations of my family and the people that worked with me." He said a couple of moments helped him transition to a more healthy lifestyle, including some words with his wife, Faith Hill, who told him he needed to get his act together. Sounds smart. "I took my kids to a holiday movie. I just done a movie and hadn't expected my face to be on a 100-foot screen." And he said, recalling a trailer of his past film being shown on the screen, "My daughter, Gracie, looked over at me and said, geez, Dad, you got to do something." She was probably 11 years old at the time.
These judgy people, this guy's probably weighed 150 pounds at his heaviest his whole life.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't ever like...
He's not
bad. He was probably just kind of out of... I have a feeling.
But he probably had a diet like Trump does.
No,
hamburgers,
he was drinking.
That's
what it was.
No,
he stopped drinking. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. However it works, clean up your act is a good line for sure. Here's Reba McEntire. Next, Reba and her boyfriend, Skeeter Lazuzzo. Is that how you pronounce his name? Skeeter Lazuzzo?
Oh, I think, yeah.
Yeah. She confirmed that they broke up in May. So why has it taken so long? Did she care?
No one knew. No, she was asked a question because the holidays are coming up, and she always does, like, Christmas stuff for the holidays. So the reporter asked her about what she and her boyfriend were planning on doing for the holidays, and that's when she said, well, we broke up in May, so we're not going to be together for the holidays.
She's 69 now. How old is she?
Yeah, Reba?
Is she really?
Sounds about right. She looks great.
Yeah, she does.
Little, you know, a couple more years, she'll be your age.
Why do you find that amusing?
Because you just told me that 52 is my age.
Right, and you wouldn't even date a 52-year-old at this point.
I wouldn't, or Jennifer wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't?
She's 64, so you would normally go younger than that. But,
yeah. You're, oh, too old. Too old.
Excuse me.
Not if you're Reber.
Reber. She was introduced to this oil geologist through their mutual friend, Brooks and Dunn singer Kix Brooks. The romance with Lazuzzo came after she announced her separation from her ex-husband, Narvel Blackstock. That was Narvel. In August of 2015. How do you say it?
Narvel.
Narvel?
Narvel.
That's probably how she pronounced it.
That's how you say it.
She was Narvel. Marrying him for 26 years. So you said she was how old, Kara?
64.
Okay, this Blackstock was 63. Okay. Back in 2016,
she just
McIntyre.
Last year she was 63.
Well,
I got one for you. The year before that, she was 62.
Really? Thanks very much, Jennifer.
I feel like I'm wearing an Andrew Yang Mac button.
Yeah. Anyway, they have McIntyre Blackstock have a 29-year-old son, race car driver Shelby Blackstock. And that's that story. Happy.
He's married to who?
Happy hunting, Reba. 28 after the hour. Giant Timbuktu. Somewhere down round Tupelo, my daddy's words rang true. I called it quits in T-Town. How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast, automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not a lot of election action on this election day, but yesterday's balloting in Virginia was historic. A blue wave in that state's state house, as Democrats are projected to win majorities in both chambers. The first time in over 20 years that Democrats in Virginia have had control of both the state Senate and its House of Delegates. In what some see as another possible bellwether of 2020, Kentucky's incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been defeated by Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks it's unlikely that President Trump will be removed from the White House.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
If Trump was impeached by the House, the Senate would have to decide whether he's guilty or innocent and what to do. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today is a new day. That is Correcamundo. Wednesday, the 6th of November is upon us. Great news. You have found the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, the greatest of the great. Victoria Keelan, greater than the greatest of the great. And Kara Schillen, who's great. Remember Tony the Tiger on the Frosted Flakes commercial? Or am I dating myself? Flakes are...
I think everyone can say that we know who Tony the Tiger is.
Yeah. You don't know who Tony the Tiger is?
Yes, I said we all do.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. But you have the, certainly you can reach right out there, Kara, and find audio of him saying, I'm trying to remember who the announcer was.
Everybody already knows what that
sounds like. We already heard what that sounds like.
Yeah. Correct. All right, well, let's go from cereal to Krispy Kreme then.
Yeah.
Victoria has been studying this. This is one of the major stories of the week. I'm sure it'll make it into the Talker's Top 10 this week. The story of the guy who drove from Iowa, or is it, which direction was he going? To or from Iowa with Krispy Kreme donuts?
He went into Iowa and drove back to Minnesota.
Ah!
So his name is Jason Gonzalez. We talked about this yesterday. Kind of, it really made the rounds.
But this is the update.
Social media, yes.
Yeah.
And so in May, he created a Facebook business page called Krispy Kreme Run Minnesota. And so that's where he would connect. He literally would go to all these different Krispy Kreme stores in Iowa and then and buy them by the dozen, $8 to $10 per box. He would drive them back to Minnesota. Now, he had 4,300 followers on his Facebook page. And apparently, because we were talking about yesterday, who would buy boxes and boxes of donuts? Guess who some of his biggest customers were? Makes sense. Real estate agents.
Oh,
so
smart.
Which is really smart.
Give them away,
so,
open house. Yeah.
Exactly. Because we were all kind of wondering, like, well, that's a lot of donuts to buy. But that's apparently one of his big, and I don't know if he targeted real estate agents or if it just happened to be that way. But most of the 80 positive reviews that he has on his Facebook business page are actually from realtors. So Krispy Kreme found out about this and then told him he needed to stop. And so he went onto his Facebook page and he told everybody that this is what had happened, that they reached out to him, a branch reached out to him and told him he had to shut down operations. And so then he got the surprise update after he started a GoFundMe page for himself and people started to kind of pitch in. Then he actually got a call from the head honchos at Krispy Kreme headquarters. And he said, quote, "I am pumped to announce that I will be able to continue the business soon and I have the support of Krispy Kreme. They want to ensure I become an authorized third-party seller and make sure that the brand is well represented. So now the money that he's raising on the GoFundMe page is so that he can buy a bigger delivery car." And now Krispy Kreme also reached out and said that we reached out to Jason to express our appreciation for his love of Krispy Kreme and his we admire his entrepreneurial spirit. We're going to help him achieve his goals, which includes being debt-free when he graduates in 2021, in part by selling Krispy Kreme donuts. And they said our intent regarding the temporary stoppage of him selling the donuts was to ensure product quality. That's what they originally had said as well. And so now they said, we're happy to work with him as an independent operator to ensure
consistent delivery.
They're
going to give him a refrigerated truck or something to make sure that they're okay when they get there?
I'm guessing that they probably are telling him whatever specifics he needs
to do it the right way.
Yeah. And they said, we wish Jason great success, and we're thrilled to help him achieve it by donating 500 dozen donuts when he restarts his business.
Really? So we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas with lots of Krispy Kremes. Small as long as we're in the food department, let's go down to National Nacho Day, which is today. Any discussion about the history of nachos has to begin in the Mexican border town of Piedras Negras. It's a little west of the Rio Grande, across the city in Texas called Eagle Pass. Sounds like we should come up with there's an old Marty Robbins song called El Paso. That would be good for this, Kara. So we go back to 1943. The wives of some of the U.S. soldiers stationed at Fort Duncan dropped in on Piedras Negras, a hotspot there called Victory Club. Unfortunately, the restaurant was closed for the day. Manager named Ignacio Nacho Anaya decided to throw a dish together based on whatever ingredients he still had left around. Sounds like a man after my own heart. Among them were some cheese, some tortillas. He sliced the fried tortillas into triangles, added some shredded cheddar and jalapeno peppers, and then he started a new tradition which bears his name, Jalapeno Nacho. Nacho. How'd you like to? That would be a good name, wouldn't it? Hey, may I introduce you to Jalapeno Nacho? What?
There is a very famous polo player named Nacho Figueres. So, yeah, Nacho apparently is a name.
See, Nacho. Typical player? Nacho.
He's one of the best in the world, and he's hot. All those polo players are hot.
Nacho, regular player.
Yeah, I'm ignoring that. Go on.
All right. No, that's the story, pretty much. Today's Nacho Day. Nachos, I don't know that. I've had a few fish nachos in my day.
Ugh, that's not even a thing.
Nobody's had fish
nachos. That's not a thing.
What? I had
You're making it. No, that's disgusting. You're making
fish nacho, fish taco. What?
Fish tacos and fish nachos are totally different.
How so? It's the same stuff that they use.
It's totally different.
Because nachos are hard chips that have cheese on top. Taco is, do you have a hard taco or a soft taco?
I think it was a soft one.
Yeah, so it's a soft taco with, fish and tomatoes and completely other stuff in it than nachos. Not the same thing.
But why couldn't you have a nachos with fish in it?
Because
it's disgusting.
Gross.
How much more gross is it than the...
I mean, are you having a whole fish? Are you having little bits of fish?
Nachos are cheese-based, and so really, like, I don't know. Do people mix fish and cheese all that much?
No.
Isn't there a rule against it?
There should be.
Not in my house. There's no rules against anything. May I just for a second, I want to go into an area that may be moderately controversial. I'm trying to figure out the Rand Paul thing. He wants the media, the news media, to name the whistleblower. And so now a bunch of Democrats are all over him, calling him an idiot. And even on The View, people went after him because he wants to out the whistleblower. So what is, I don't get why that's a bad thing. Why would they be calling him names? What's the...
Because they don't like him. And that's what we do in politics. We don't like somebody, we call them names, right?
But why? Yeah, what's
Trump's
wrong
rally
with...
Trump's rally in Kentucky, Rand Paul said, look, I know the name of the whistleblower. We all know it. It's all being whispered around. The news media ought to do their job and print the name of the whistleblower.
Oh.
And so then Claire McCaskill, who's a former senator, and Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate, and on The View, they were all going after him saying, no, because whistleblowers get certain amounts of protection. The problem is, and where people are arguing, is that by definition, and this whistleblower, if you want the name, I mean, I could tell you who people think it is.
Is it somebody that we know?
No. I mean, it would be inconsequential. His name, the name that's being reported is Eric Chiarello or Chiarella, something like that.
Yeah.
But he worked during the Obama administration. He worked on Joe Biden's campaign. He was a Ukraine advisor to Joe Biden. I mean, there's like all kinds of things that, yeah, that kind of a deep and murky history, if that is indeed who this person is, who it seems by most reporting and accounts it is, in the conservative media. But the mainstream news media has not come out and actually said his name. And the rub is that there's an argument about whether or not he is a whistleblower that is due the protections of being a whistleblower. And that's because he had no firsthand knowledge of the phone call. He was not in the room. He heard it from a friend.
So all of this
and
is a bunch of hooey.
Well, typically, the whistleblower rule, and this is what smells so bad, was changed just before this guy's claim came out. And it was changed to extend protection to people who didn't have firsthand knowledge. Before, to be a true whistleblower and to get all of the protections that come with it, you had to have firsthand knowledge of something. And that, regardless of what department you were working in the government, that was just what the rules are. Now, that has changed, and so even though this guy wasn't in the room, didn't have firsthand knowledge, they're trying to still extend him whistleblower protection.
Got it. Okay. In sports news, Gloria Estefan apparently turned down the opportunity to sing at the Super Bowl. Apparently she got a call from Jay-Z, and she said, I'm not going to do the Super Bowl. I don't want to do it. Why would she be the whole thing, or is she going to be up there? Isn't Jay-Z doing the Super Bowl?
Who said this?
Jay-Z. Gloria Estefan.
Right. To do something with, because it's Miami and Shakira and J-Lo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I think she'd be great to do a song.
I do, too. I think she's...
But yeah.
She's going to sing the national anthem, is that what you said? Or was she going to be part of the halftime show?
Well, Jay-Z called and said, quote, you know something? I'm coming to Miami. Gloria said, before he even finished the sentence, I'm not going to the Super Bowl with you. I don't want to do it. Gloria said, those high-stress things, that's a high-stress thing. I've done them. I've done it, and I don't want to do it anymore. Jay-Z said he's trying to get her to reconsider. And Jay-Z said, what would you need? Gloria said, you already have two amazing headliners, and I've been blessed to have already done it twice. That's enough.
She's done it already. Oh,
she was in the 90s. Yeah, right. Mm. That's when the New Kids on the Block, the pop singers, got into it. So apparently she said she was thrilled for Shakira and J-Lo, who are going to burn up the stage and they don't need me. But apparently he went to her before he went. If I were J-Lo, I'd be ticked off if it's now become known. No.
Gloria Estefan is a legend in Miami. I think J-Lo would be the first one to say, you have to go to Gloria Estefan before you go to J-Lo or Shakira. I don't know
that he went to her first.
We don't know that.
She turned down an offer by Jay-Z to appear with headliners J-Lo and Shakira. So I think that they were already chosen.
Once again, that's one of those Doug fake facts.
Been there, done that. Well, I don't know if it's fake or not. You know, and it may or may not have been the case. I was speculating. Like lots of other people do. I'm a speculator. Here is some television news from those of you who are wondering what's going to be on the NBC Universal streaming service, other than you don't have to pay for it. We were talking about this yesterday, but in case you didn't hear it, Comcast and NBC Universal weighing whether or not to make the streaming service called Peacock free for all customers. So what does that mean to each of the three of you? Does it mean you'll watch
it means
more NBC?
The app. Yeah.
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 More
I mean,
NBC shows.
Yeah,
they
well,
put some
I'll
ads
use
in
the
them.
App. Yeah. Just like
but
Hulu or whatever.
Isn't this going to Hulu? You have ads. I don't watch Hulu. Do you have ads on Hulu?
Yes, I do because I have the basic, the one that's like $6 a month.
So why would you pay to watch ads? Would be my question.
Because there's specific content on that platform that if you want to watch it, you can't watch it anywhere else unless you pay for it.
It's like getting cable. You're still getting ads on all your favorite TV shows.
But I think it's nice that at least there's an option because, I mean, there's the whole thing where, like, Parks and Recreation and The Office and all of these other NBC shows aren't going to be on Netflix anymore. And so it's nice that at least somebody is offering a free service because that's the biggest thing for me is I want to watch all these shows, but I can't afford to pay for 17 different streaming services. So
I'm going to go back to free TV. You wait and see. Yeah. Free, because it's too expensive. We talk about this all the time, how much you're paying, Kara, how much Victoria's paying, Jennifer, No, I'm paying way too much money for what I get out of watching the stuff that I watch. But I don't want to mess around with it, so I just sign up for everything. And when I see something like the new, I don't watch Prime much at all. I get a couple of shows I've seen there that I like. There's a new season of what do you call it? It was on last year. Why did I just, it just now went out of my mind. But
can you give us a hint about what the show is about?
It's Kaczynski playing Ryan. That's what it is. Jack Ryan. Kaczynski's playing Jack Ryan. It was good last year, and it's scheduled to be, I think, next month. You can download the whole thing. Well, they do 10 or 12 things. Now, my friend Tucker is doing a show in New York for Hulu, and it's a 10 or 12. He did the same. That was City on the Hill, the same thing. I think it were 10 or 12 episodes. You do them, and they're in the can. You can watch them anytime you want. And that's the same thing here. You can. That's the idea, isn't it, of streaming? You get onto something and you stick with it.
Right.
I think that's the idea. Thank you for that support. Now, Jennifer, what's on TV tonight?
Well, since the chickens over at The View cluck a lot, we should give them a little credit because it's their 5,000th episode of The View today. So, woo-hoo. Nobody's excited?
No, apparently no one was excited about The Little Mermaid either. Apparently that I'm just reading
about
stuff
that.
Like
I
except for Queen Latifah who got rave reviews. Everyone else apparently they said the whole thing was a disaster.
Oh,
that like Shaggy's costume wasn't even finished and it was like half done, so he looked more like a crab.
One of his claws is falling off.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so congratulations to The View, 5,000 episodes. ABC tonight. Goldbergs are new tonight at 8, followed by Schooled, Modern Family, and Stumptown at 10 o'clock. CBS also new with Survivor and SEAL Team. SWAT is at 10 o'clock. The CW's on rerun tonight. The Masked Singer, however, Victoria, new tonight on Fox. That's 8 o'clock, followed by Almost Family. That's at 9. And I actually am so excited to see that one of my favorite movies, Misery, is running tonight on Showtime. So if you want to go back
Bates?
In time, Kathy Bates, I love that
she
movie.
Cuts she off somebody's toes, right?
Yes,
or foot or something?
His legs. She's,
who
oh,
is it?
God,
James
I could
Con?
Never watch that movie.
Who is it? There was
the...
James Caan.
It is the best movie on the planet. It's on Showtime, and it's tonight. So if you want to go back
why
in time
you,
and see it.
What do you want to watch somebody cut off somebody's foot?
She didn't cut him off. She broke him. He was fine.
Oh, great. 10 before the hour.
She was really good.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite. right, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I say that already? I don't want to overdo it, but sometimes people don't recognize the voice of the person on the air, so we have to give them the ID. Now, speaking of IDs, if you are a person that uses the same password for everything from A to Z, you might want to listen up to our first story here from Jennifer. From Jennifer. But Jennifer's not going to do the story. From Victoria. Victoria, would you like to do the first story here? Yes.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, it's not even just using the same password for everything, which we already know that's the number one biggest thing you should not do. But if you've got passwords that are really hard to remember, a lot of people think, oh, well, that means they're really great, strong passwords. Apparently, that's not the case anymore. That way of thinking traces its roots to the early 2000s, but now cybersecurity experts are saying that there are other ways that are a lot more user-friendly to also have a strong password. So most of us have, we were just talking off the air, we've got different streaming services and different accounts and all kinds of stuff online. So that means you technically should have a unique password for each one of those accounts. That means you could have dozens of passwords to keep track of. Now, writing them down is not actually the best thing to do, because if anyone ever broke into your home, they have access to your entire life. But you do want to use a password keeper. There are password managers, there's Password One, there are a whole bunch of them out there, and they are really great, and they'll remember all of your passwords for you. Now, getting down to the actual password itself, this has been kind of a controversial thing. People say, oh, it needs to be a mix of numbers and letters and capital letters and lowercase letters and all this other stuff. It turns out it doesn't need to be any of those things. And so the new cybersecurity rules are that you should actually use phrases as opposed to individual words. So think of it this way. A couple of lines, 3 or 4 words from or a line from your favorite movie, that will actually do the trick. So if you like Gone with the Wind or
I don't even know what's Gone with the Wind. What's the famous line? What's frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Right.
That's
so you
it.
Could write, I don't give right. a damn. And so you can actually use that as your password. I don't give a damn. And that will that is actually a very secure password.
Yeah.
And these are things that people don't really think of. You can go all through your favorite movies, pick one movie if you want, if you know multiple lines, and just use phrases for all of your passwords. No more numbers, no more characters, you don't have to remember anything crazy. You can give yourself a hint that another person wouldn't get if they saw it written down, and it's actually, to me, this is definitely the most user-friendly way to have all of your passwords.
From True Grit.
Strong.
A roo, a rat that a rit rat wrote.
Sure, if you can remember that line, then yeah. Anything from your favorite comedy, doesn't matter. Who's on third or who's on first or whatever that Abbott and Costello bit was.
Right.
Like, yep. Whatever it is, you can just pick any phrase. It can be names of movies. But the thing is, because of the length of the phrase, it's actually going to give you a very secure password. So if you've been worrying about all these unique passwords and characters, don't worry anymore. Change your passwords so you can remember everything and just make it a fun phrase and you'll be good to go.
That's great advice. Thank you. The rumor mill apparently is churning about a new Motorola Razr phone. I thought they had one already. Well, let's find out.
The Geek Out.
Before you rush out to buy a Galaxy S10, iPhone 11, or Pixel 4, sit tight because the rumor mill is churning with leaks and sneaks of the much-anticipated return of the Motorola Razr. Once the coolest flip phone you could buy, this new version may be the coolest new smartphone. More of a folding phone than a flip, the leaked images show us a device that immediately looks like a Razr, but when it opens up, shows an almost full-length screen. Now, there's a lot of other questions, but we do know it'll run Android, be very expensive, it could cost as much as $1,500, yikes, and that the new Motorola Razr could arrive as soon as November 15th. We've posted the leaked photos on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
Next up here is word from Microsoft. What are they trying to do?
Well, Microsoft did something kind of cool. They were experimenting with cutting their work week down to 4 days a week instead of five. They did this in Japan, and the results are now in. They've kind of calibrated everything, and it turns out productivity went through the roof. So they only had to work Monday through Friday. Every Friday in August was the office was closed, so all the employees had an extra day off. They measured the productivity by the amount of sales per employee. It went up 40% compared to the same period the previous year. And so in addition to reducing working hours, managers also urged staff to cut down the number of meetings that they have, cut down the length of the meetings, and more than 90% of the employees who did this said that it positively impacted their career and their work balance life.
How about them apples? Good. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.